Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, we're going to go back to that magical year once again of 2010. It's July 31st. The Dodgers are in town at AT&T Park. It's the middle game of a three-game series. Now, again, the Padres are leading the West. The Giants are chasing them. They're 2.5 back going into this game on a Saturday, a beautiful Saturday at AT&T Park, and it matches up Chad Billingsley against Barry Zito for the Giants. That's the matchup now, and it's 42,882 anticipating another Giant-Dodger game.
There's almost no such thing, Maury, as a boring Giant-Dodger game, and as you said, yeah, this one's set up to be another big one. Chad Billingsley, you know, Giants were well acquainted with him. They knew what he was all about, and of course, Barry Zito had his ups and downs against the Dodgers. On this day, they both brought their A games to AT&T Park.
Well, absolutely. It's a good game, and they match zeros, and it gets to the seventh inning, and the Dodgers' Casey Blake leads off the seventh inning against Barry Zito and homers, and it puts the Dodgers up 1-0. In the bottom of the seventh now, and again, this is the crowd is just buzzing here, Chris, at Zito and Billingsley. In the bottom of the seventh, Sandoval grounds out. Renteria gets on by an error by Jamie Carroll. Eli Whiteside strikes out, and Aaron Rowan gets a base hit to center field, and that brings in Kuo as a relief pitcher for the Dodgers. He wild pitches the runners to second and third, and then Andres Torres strikes out to end the seventh inning for the San Francisco Giants. Now we go to the eighth inning. It's still 1-0 Dodgers. Barry Zito still on the hill at this point, and we go to the top of the eighth inning, and Dodgers go out, and we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. And Chris, this is what made this a very special game. Giants are coming up. Pat Burrell is in the outfield. Giants have Andres Torres in the outfield. They've got Arby Huff in the lineup. They've got Sandoval, Renteria, Whiteside. It's an amazing lineup for the Giants. But Pat Burrell is coming up. And I want to say something about Pat Burrell because he's coming up in this eighth inning. They obtained Pat Burrell on May 29th of 2010. Pat Burrell hit his first homer for the Giants on June 11th. Now, he hadn't hit a homer. This is July 31st. His last home run was June 29th. But Pat Burrell is coming up in this eighth inning. And talk a little bit about Pat Burrell and what he meant to this Giants team, because Chris, he made this one of the great games in Giants history.
He really did. You do want to take a look at Pat's background. He came from Philadelphia, where he had won a World Series ring there. People always thought that Pat would be better than he was statistically. At one point, he was number one pick in the nation out of University of Miami, highly touted. What tool didn't he have? He had power, he could hit for average, and just never quite panned out the way a lot of people thought, but he still was a very productive player for the Phillies, and the Giants knew they needed some pop when they acquired Pat. There he was, you know, a failed, so to speak, designated hitter with Tampa Bay, but the Giants figured that he would have some value for them as a power hitter, and they gambled right.
Well, Burrell is in this eighth inning. Now, as I said, the Giants had trouble in the top of the eighth inning here. Bautista is pitching for the Giants, and Jamie Carroll pops out. Then he walks Kuo and walks Pasednik. So it's first and second. They've got to bring in Guillermo Mota, who strikes out for Kyle Looking and strikes out Matt Kemp to get out of that eighth inning. So now we go to the bottom of the eighth. And this is the moment that electrified Chris. I'll never forget this one as well on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Freddie Sanchez flies out to right. Arby Huff grounds out to first. Now it's two out, nobody on. And Buster Posey is hit by a pitch. He's the third Giant that day to be hit by a pitch. And this brings up the man you talked about, Chris, and it was Pat Burrell. And Pat Burrell comes up and he unloads, as they like to say.
Now the stretch. There goes Posey. The pitch is swung on. There's a shot deep in the left field. Way back there. Goodbye! Home run for Pat Burrell. A line shot. It just would not come down. And the Giants have gone ahead 2-1.
Pat hit a line drive. He just smoked this ball. And the thing about Jonathan Broxton, who faced Pat, you know, Broxton was a pretty good closer. He made the All-Star team in 2009 and again that year, 2010. But Jim Brouwer, former Giant reliever, once said, that ball gets hair on it in the late innings, especially the ninth. And I'm not saying Jonathan Broxton was scared or anything, but there were only two teams that Jonathan Broxton has a higher ERA. Third highest is against the Giants. So he was in a lot of tense Giant-Dodger moments, and I think there were times when maybe the pressure got to him a little, and Pat was a great power hitter, and he proved it in this instance.
Well, he sure did. So he hits a home run. It's the sixth of the year. Giants go up 2-1 now, and Pablo Sandoval then takes a base hit to right, and he keeps going. And the right fielder throws him out at second to end the inning. They go to the ninth inning, and Mota ends it for the Giants.
And now Mota with two down and nobody on and an 0-2 count to Martin. He throws. He struck it out swinging. Another slider. And Guillermo Mota with one of the best performances out of the Giants bullpen this side of Brian Wilson we've seen all year.
They end up winning the game 2-1 over the Dodgers, and then they go on to sweep the weekend series against the Dodgers, and eventually, as we know, they catch the Padres. But at the end of the day, on this day, the Giants are now a game and a half behind the Padres, as the Padres fall to the Florida Marlins 6-3, while the Giants are winning this one. For Pat Burrell, 33 years old, that year 18 homers and 51 RBIs, hit .266, he slugged .509, and his major league totals in a nice major league career, 292 homers, 976 RBIs, 299 doubles, and a .472 slugging average for him. Next year for him, he does come back 2011. The magic is gone. Seven homers in 92 games, and that is where his career ends. Pat Burrell is now a scout with the San Francisco Giants. But on this special day of July 31st, 2010, I'll never forget it. Pat Burrell, eighth inning, home run against the Dodgers after a very tense eighth inning of getting out of trouble, and the Giants win it 2-1. Chris, that's a great game.
I guess you could say it was a typical Giant-Dodger game, and typical for those two teams is great.
I loved it. I really do. And for Pat Burrell, he'll have a special moment. Well, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.